Chizzo, what's going down, folks? It's your boy, Mr. Heard, holding it down for anchor.fm/215DAUS, the Divine Artistic United Society, DAUS Radio, and nonstop working. I'm laying here right now, it's 12:35 a.m. I'm just thinking, man. I had some interesting thoughts, so I figured I would share them with you guys. I talk about a lot of things. I learn a lot of things. I share a lot of things. A lot of things I don't share. But I want you guys to really, really understand some stuff. There's a lot of things that are taking place in the world, have taken place in the world. Scary stuff, not scary stuff, fun stuff, loving stuff, all kinds of stuff. And I've learned to really see a beauty in everything. And when I wake up every day and I acknowledge the beauty in everything, it makes waking up every day that much more enjoyable. The frustration seems to come when you encounter those distractions, the things that take you away from the realization that there's a beauty to all of these things. Racism is not the biggest issue in the world. I've learned and I've grown to realize that it has contributed to the beauty. And this beauty that I'm speaking of, you guys, is a really big idea. But I believe that it's really what the word beauty means. It's not just, a beautiful flower. It's the many flowers that blossom from the same stem, fell, and will continue. It's the whole thing. It's the big picture. So many of us are tripped up on racism, materialism, all the isms. Saw an interesting animation about the isms. Find that, guys, if you can. It's an animation on the isms. You guys are smart. But all the isms. We're distracted by those. It makes me kind of sad when I think sometimes that, some people will die. They will leave this earth never knowing about, the big picture and the awesomeness of it all. I used to think that when people said, people in the world are fighting because they're ignorant or because they're selfish or diseased or all these different things. I used to think that that was a lie, that was like a harsh judgment. But, it's written that the world will be this way and that it is this way. And when we concern ourselves with those things, those teachings, and we discover those, it really opens up the door to what's really going on. And there, you'll either be petrified and frightened and run away, or you'll embrace the beauty there. When I'm saying beauty, I don't mean like, everything's nice and everything's colorful. No, But I've lived a portion of my life as a younger man feeling like, well, what is it all about? I'm just going to live and die. What sense does that make? And then there's all of these things confirming that, yeah, you are going to live and you are going to die. And you say, well, there's no more to that. And when you go and you discover that there is more to that, you know, you start to realize that you can put death aside, that you can put, you know, dying in the back of your mind. You don't have to worry day to day. Yeah, you should take action, of course, you know what I mean? But you don't have to fear the death, because it is a certain thing. It is going to take place. I think that's an important thing to consider, because when you can consider it, you know, you can act with that knowledge. You know, you can utilize time, the idea of time. You can take action. You know what I mean? You can focus. So I want you guys to try to don't get caught up in the small parts of the big picture. You know? Really try to learn and discover what this life thing is about, so that you can contribute on a level that is possible, you know. Discover how small we think, so that we can begin to think bigger. You know, if you're a wise person, if you're seeking wisdom, if you seek to be wise, challenge yourself to do that. Challenge yourself to learn about your ignorance. You know, most of the time we just try to prove that we don't have any. The wise man knows he can be ignorant, and therefore he makes it his business daily to, you know, check himself, do his due diligence, these kind of things. You know, don't get caught up in the things that men and women create to entertain one another and themselves. There is the reality that is what this plane is for. That is what this world is for. I mean, it makes lots of sense, you know. There is information about this world being what it is, and it's not our fault that it is what it is. You know, that's the thing that we got to learn. The world is not, you know, it's made to be chaotic. It is a chaotic place. Can it be better? Yeah, but that's not through buying cars and going to baseball games and watching television and making rocket ships to fly. See, all of those things are distractions. But it takes looking at a really big picture and not trying to own the picture. We all want to own the picture. We want to take it, grab it down, and say, this is mine, and I'm going to tell you guys how to interpret this picture. So no, we need to learn and accept how the Creator has interpreted or created the picture to be interpreted. You know, we have to stop trying to be God. Many of us are trying to be God with one another on this planet. And again, guys, this information we can learn that that's one of the challenges of being a being here, is not being overtaken by the desire to, you know, play God. Because on this planet is that temptation. On this planet is that desire, you know, creeping around, looking to jump on anybody who's open to it, you know. You gotta learn about these things. It's a beautiful picture. So I'm just thinking, that's all. So turn away from the distractions. Communicate with your neighbor. Go beyond your neighbor and communicate with your neighbor's neighbor. And keep going from your neighbor's neighbor to your neighbor's neighbor's neighbor, neighbor, and your neighbor's neighbor, neighbor's neighbor, neighbor. And really, you know, learn from one another again, man. Just try to look at the big picture and keep looking at the big picture. It's Mr. Hurd. I'm signing off.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.